Monday night, Shmaitzashir, or Lechof Beis Teves, something like that. Yes. Okay, Shmaitzah, we're in Shmaitzah Beis Perek Tesvav, and I was Ma'ayan now, and the Achronim on the Shmaitzah, and it seems that the war of words between Yeshua and myself is in the Achronim. It's discussed, you know, they all ask the question, when push comes to shove, what's really the difference between Ruba the Isa Kamon and Ruba the Lesser Kamon? In both cases, you know there's a rove, but you know there's only a rove. There's a mute. And if it's less logical, if it's not necessarily logical to follow the rove in a Ruba the Isa Kamon, why is it more logical to follow the rove in a Ruba the Lesser Kamon? So they all ask this on the Shmaitzer, whether it's the Stipler or Shach. Interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman does not have anything on this perek. I'm surprised. Usually, this is he really takes apart the Shmaitzah and discusses it with Pilpul. Anyway, I saw these questions in these forum here. I don't think it's worthwhile to learn it. That's why I think the answer is the word causative. You're right. It's not. It doesn't lie in the Shmaitzah's word Svara. To us, the word Svara means something else. So again, I'm learning in the Shmaitzah, I don't know if the Shmaitzah meant that. He's not like a Ritva that I have to say, Pshat in the Ritva is, and that's what the Ritva meant. The Shmaitzah is an Achron. But I think his point is very well taken, because you find throughout Shas that there's a degree of certainty of Vadous, of Birur, in Aruba de Lesser Kamon, that's not in Aruba de Isa Kamon. I told you, and ironically, you also find that you do reckon with the Miut in Aruba de Lesser Kamon more than in Aruba de Isa Kamon. The anomalies with which Aruba de Isa Kamon and Aruba de Lesser Kamon are treated are dealt with Rav Shimon, dealt by Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher in Shar Harov, which is really the equivalent of Shmaitza Gimel, or maybe Dalad.
Gimel. He brings down the beginning of Gimel, it says, In Shem Hekid,
the anyway, the Rav Shimon has a piece called the Shar Harov in Shar Yosher, and he talks about Rav Abba has many Shiurim, I don't know if they're in print, but he talked about it a lot. This anomaly between Ruba Dees and Ruba the Lesser. My ideas are really from Rav Abba Shurim. When I say what the Shmaitzah means, I don't necessarily mean that's what he meant. Okay? But the Shmaitzah's point is well taken. Certainly you're going to have a Siri Vadai based on Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Or else you'd have to be chayshish that an animal's a treifa, and you would never have a siri vada v'loy a siri sofik. You would say maybe it's a treifa. It's absurd. You would never have mamzer vada v'loy mamzer sofik because maybe it's not his father. That really is not that schwer because you can get into the no reyusa mode that we talked about in the ein machzikin reyusa mershus l'reshus, that there's a level where the suffix has not yet been created, and then you say we're not choishish for a suffix. So, okay. Anyway, the vados means the din haTorah. Everything's it's a din haTorah. It's birur. It's along the. It's not a birur like edim, you know, because edim is yokum dover. A matter shall be established upon or based on the testimony of two edim. That's what Alpishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover means in English. The Lomdisha meaning of Alpishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover is, based on the testimony of two witnesses, shall a matter be established. Now, a matter being established means the reality, the truth, the veracity of a matter. It should be established, meaning, like the Rambam says, you don't know if they're lying or telling the truth. The Rambam is very. The beauty of the Rambam is that You can't just shrug your shoulders and say that the Gzeiras HaKosov by Edim is that you should believe them. Is that you should have, that they're telling the truth. You know? If that would be the pshat in the Gzeiras HaKosov, that they're telling the truth, then the Rambam would not say, I don't think the Rambam would talk about our mindset before the, I don't think the Rambam would say such a sentence. That the Torah said to listen to Edim, even if you don't know if they're telling the truth. And he means that that's goof and exeris akosov, that you should assume they're telling the truth. The matter is established.
Yeah.
You know, so again, so of course, if the matter is established, it means that that's what happened. And Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven killed Shimon.
As far as we're concerned.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned. Okay, now, so when the Shmaitel says Svara, I think he means it works along the lines of Birur. Ruba de Issa Kamon is more like Chazaka, that it really doesn't, the din doesn't tell you anything. It's not a Mavarir. It tells you, assume it came from the rope. I am very hung up with the way it's phrased, called the Porish, Meruba Porish, that the phrase doesn't address the thing's identity. Only in a backhanded way. Obviously, like, after you say Meruba Porish, so you say, and it's kosher, like, or and it's treif, right? But the etzem din, the kernel of the din, the kishkas of the din, the atomic center of the din, of the power, the engine of the din is to say Meruba Parish. It doesn't, I think it's very meaningful that it doesn't address the thing's identity. It just, to me, it means it's not a beer.
It seems like a very strong deal.
It means it's not, why did Chazal pick such a funny lashon? That doesn't address the thing's identity, it addresses which set it came from, the set of the majority or the set of the minority. So I think that the Inyan is that what the Shmaitz is saying. That it's like, it came from the role. It's like, it's not being Mavara what it is. Kamuvan, you're now going to say it's trey for its kosher. Just like by Chazoka, after you say she's Becheskos Eishes Ish, so you're going to say the get fell Koroi Vloi, and she's still an Eishes Ish. I mean, move on, but unless you learn Hanhaga, which means you close your eyes to everything and you just treat her a certain way, which I hold is very not Mustavri either. So you're left with this. So along the lines of Chazaka and Grada in the rule of Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, it's always Ruba the Lesser come on. I don't know offhand of a case that I'm not bringing a raya, but all the cases in the Gemara of Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, is Ruba the Lesser come on. Ruba the Lesser come on is like Chazaka in a sense. Okay, why? Now the question is why. But these Akronim stells us up on the, if the Shmaitz is ready to say a sentence, it's just as logical to say it came from the Rove as to say it came from the Miut, so why in the world, they ask, which you asked really, why isn't that sentence true by Aruba de Lesser Kamon either? I mean, you could say the same sentence. So, I think the answer lies in the nature of the din of Rove. That's what I mean by causative. The pshat in saying that it's not a birur. It's not a birur. I'm not sure anymore if the Shmaitza means what we talked about, that after it's picked. I'm not sure if that's what he means by that sentence. Because Kol Kavua Kamachza Al Machza Dami is before it's picked. And yet, Adarabba, the din is called Kavua Kamachza Al Machza Dami. So to me, Kol Kavua Kamachza Al Machza Dami is saying, I use it. Kol kavuk machle machle. You're saying that rov is not the laws of probability. You want probability? Go to Las Vegas. Go to Las Vegas, and maybe you'll win the bet. But the Torah's din is not probability. And you know what I think? I would even say because the Torah needs you to end up. The Torah needs you to end up with a vados. I don't mean a vados of birur. I don't mean a vados of birur. It means a vados of halacha. I think, you know, if it would be based on probability, it would be like the weatherman saying 70% chance of rain. So, you know, thanks a lot. What did that tell me? It didn't tell me any vados. It told me there's a 70. It told me what to tell the bookie in Las Vegas. So, okay, 70% chance of rain. It told me what, where to put my money and what the odds are, what the spread is. But the Torah, I think this is the Omek HaInyan. The Torah needs a psak of vadai. You know, Safek, thank you very much. I don't need your rov, I don't need your chazaka. I have a very fine Safek without it. But, you know, it's a Safek. The Safek derives of the Chumra, Safek derives of the Kula. For all I know, I'm ready to say that if all you would have is probability, then halachically it would still be a Safek. Maybe it would be a Safek that's not shakul, and when you had to be mitzarefit to a sex faker, it wouldn't work because the Safek has to be shakul. But it would still be a Safek. If you don't have any of the birurim that the Torah told you to use, rov, chazaka, maybe ein echad, whatever the case may be. So who says that probability is not the name of the game? The best raya is the din of kol kavua. The best raya that rov is not probability is not the Schmeitzer's sentence that it's just as logical it came from the meat as not from the rov. No, I'm saying that's a raya that the din of rov is not the din of probability. It's not the din of follow probability. It's not follow the probability. It's follow the rov. Kol the parish, meruba parish. Not the probability of what it is. That's already a question of its identity. And then you're dealing with probability, and you go to Las Vegas, and you give odds. What's its identity? Kol the parish is vado'os, and therefore it's not identity. Because you don't know what it is. So what about Ruben the Lesser? Come on. So I think that, I don't know, I didn't give it all the last time. Well, that to me the word causative means that the rove is functioning on a different plane, plane. The rove is, Kol the Parish Ruben Parish is talking about like a past event. It was Parish. Which set did it come from? Ruben the Lesser, come on, is like predict. The koach of the rove, follow rove, is really it is identity. It's saying it's kosher. Follow rove means there's something in the teva of the world. There's something in the temple of the world that makes most animals kosher. It would be wrong, and I'll bet you most people would say the sentence I'm about to say, and they'd be wrong. They would describe Ruben the Lesser, come on, as follow that rove. Like, this is from that rove. Once you say the word from, you're finished. You're wrong. You're in the world of Ruba de Issa, come on. Once you say the word from, it's not from anything. It's kosher.
See what it is.
It is. It's kosher. The follow rove, obviously, it's halachacha rove. You're still following rove. So you're following rove and saying that the world follow rove. The world produces kosher animals. Al pi rove. So follow rove. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. That's what the rove by Ruben the Lesser come on. It's saying it's kosher. It's kosher. The world produces mostly kosher animals. Follow rove means this is kosher because the world There's something in the Teva of the world that produces kosher, I mean not trefa, produces kosher animals. So this is not so. Thalorov means this is kosher. So not this is from the kosher animals that were produced. No, then they'd be right. That's turning it into rubidisa, come on. And then they're very right. What's the difference? Just like, yeah, you have a rove and a meal. Say, hey, you have a rove and a meal. What's the difference? By me causative mean almost as if, like, I'm telling you it's kosher. I'm telling you it's kosher. I'm telling you it's kosher.
I Hashem without exercising kosher?
No, the din. I don't like the word exercising kosher.
No, it's coming.
The din is this. The din is assume this is kosher. Say this is kosher. It's kosher.
Without
I'm telling you it's kosher.
Without a pasuk.
Follow, of course, with a pasuk. You need the pasuk to say follow role.
Easter
comment is gezeres hakasev also gezeres. Open the Gemara Chulin. I don't care what it's
called. Okay,
open the Gemara Chulin. It's also a pasuk.
Okay.
It's also a pasuk.
Okay, if
a pasuk works, so once we have a pasuk, that's what it is. It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Yeah, but by Ruben the Isa,
but then the same thing.
By Ruben the Isa, it's telling you it's parish from the role. It's talking about which set it came from.
Right, but once we're done, once we said now, okay, it came from the robe, so what is it?
Yeah, once you're done, it's about that. You're going to get malchus on both. If it's telling you it's treif and you eat it, you get malchus. The point of the Shemaitza, though, it's a heftza of suffering. You haven't touched the suffering. And by Ruben the Issa, come on, you've transformed it from suffering to vadai. Because it's causative. It's saying,
let's not come on, there was never a suffering.
It was before you applied the din of Rove.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I would say the same thing by Ruben the Issa come on. Before I apply the din of Ruben the Issa come on.
No. The difference is, I hear what you're asking. Mm-hmm. My point is, because you're a second after. By Ruben the Issa come on, it's after you've applied the din, so now it's a vadai. Mm-hmm. By Ruben the Issa come on, I'm saying the din is it's a vadai. Not a second
before.
After. The din is. Again, it's halakha charov. But halakha charov is that the world produces kosher animals. All the Rishonim, the reason I keep saying these words is because all the Rishonim define Ruba de Lesser Kamon as built into the Teva and the world. Even though sometimes it doesn't sit very well, and you have to really think a little more sophisticated. For example, I'll bet you that if you ask most people to describe Rov Noshim Besulos Nisos, they would end up describing a Ruben the Issa come on. They would say that if you took a census of all the women that are getting married, you would find that they're mostly Besulos. That's mamish the wrong sprach. They're off base. That's Ruben the Issa language. That you have women in front of you, Issa, and you're counting them, and you're seeing there's like a higher value involved, a sophisticated higher value that says that in the Hashem made the Teva of the world that a woman will be a basula, that a woman will be a basula when she gets married, and most women are taka like that. Most women. There are a few anomalies. The miyad come from the anomalies to the Teva of the world. But in the Teva of the world, see, that's why I think if you would take a census at any given moment, let's say in 2012, what year are we in?
Yeah.
In 2012, Nebuch, most women that got married were Ba'ulos. Yet, no poisek suggests that the din would change. So you say, oh, because they're against Lifkin. No. It's because of the lumdisha nature of Ruben the Lesser come on. If the Teva of the world didn't change, at this snapshot of time, there are gradas, so many anomalies to the Teva of the world that they've become the Ruben the Issa come on.
Isn't the Ruben the Issa come on always override the Ruben the Lesser come on? If you have a Ruben the Issa come on, doesn't that always override them?
No, again, that's an interesting shayla.
Nine trade cows and one kosher one mixed together. I'm for sure going to deal with the Ruba de Issa Kaman, not the natural state of things that most Catholics
I wouldn't call it overriding. I would call it that the Ruba de Lesser Kaman is no longer creating a suffix. The Ruba de Lesser Kaman has been clarified. We have in front of us nine tray for one kosher, or nine kosher and one tray. So the Ruba de Lesser Kaman is now nistaleg because we've clarified a metzius, because we are dealing with nine kosher, one treif. So the Ruba de Lesser Kaman is no longer nogeya. Again, it's like Bahorik Baraglov. It's Bahorik Baraglov. We have in front of us 10 animals, nine are kosher, one is treif.
But we still have a suffix.
That's what I was getting at with the basulas. That's what we're thinking.
Well, that's
Rav Moshe Mabu'ulos. That's what we have in front of us. So that's what we have in front of us. Now the Ruba de Lesser Kaman is not relevant.
I don't think it's parish. You see, you have to follow the formula. I don't know. It's a good shaila. I was more interested in making sure that we have clear what Ruba de Lesser Kaman means. If you take a snapshot in time, and most women are basulos, my point is the Ruba de Lesser Kaman is unaffected. The Ruba de Lesser Kaman is still, because it's teva, the bria mitigates that a woman will be a basula when she gets married. It's a sophisticated idea. And punk, you're living in a door where most women who are living now are an anomaly. But they're still the anomaly to the Teva of the world. Am I ready to say that the din of Ruba de Lesser Kaman is that you follow the Teva of the world? I don't know, that's a tough thing. You're almost forgetting about Rove. But that's how the Rishon, maybe? That's how the Rishonim describe it, that the Teva of the world produces sholem animals.
You said that if there was a genetic engineering, we wouldn't change the Teva either.
And now I'm not sure anymore of something I said yesterday. I'm not sure anymore. I said yesterday that the irony is that the miyut is also produced by the Teva of the world. And now I'm not sure anymore. Maybe that's a shot, it's an anomaly. No, it's not that the Teva of the world produces 10% trait for animals. Maybe that's not true. Maybe just the Eibishter made the world. It's like quantum mechanics. Like it doesn't always work. For some reason, there's always anomalies. The machine doesn't always work. So Hashem made a child is born with two X chromosomes. I don't know, two, whatever it is. People have cancer. People get cancer. The Teva of the world doesn't always, right? I mean, there's a child that's born without arms. Chas v'shalom. So how do you describe that? That the Teva of the birth process, of what Hashem made in the Bria, the fetus and everything, and it comes out with two arms and two legs and a mouth and everything. Is this child a nace? No, it's an anomaly. I don't know, this is a good question. I have to want to think about this more. Is the Teva of the world that some kids will be born without arms? Or what? Or is it I don't think that it doesn't always work. That's all. If Hashem made it, it should always work. Hashem made it, it shouldn't always work. But if Hashem made it, it shouldn't always work, that means that the Teva of the world is that 10% of the child, that 5% of children will be born without arms. It's a good question. Stop here, and it's what to think about. Mamish, what to think about.